The past 3 days have been brutal, in a tantalizing way. The law firm she works for is holding its annual all-company retreat at a luxury resort in Napa Valley. The beautiful setting, her sumptuous suite, and her secret crush, one of the partners, combine into a perfect storm of feeling constantly and inconveniently highly horny. Inconvenient because no way would she consider fraternizing with staff, and certainly not with a managing partner. He is so hot, though, at least to her. Late 40s, good body, dresses well, if rather formal. At the resort, the dress code is more casual, so it's been a nice change to see him in trousers and short-sleeved shirts, instead of the crisp Madison Avenue look he's usually wrapped in. He's even more appealing because he doesn't walk around like he's God's gift, and in fact is rather reserved. To most women, he may seem a bit nerdy, a bit aloof. She wonders if he's an awkward nerd or a pervy nerd in bed. Would he be the gentlemanly type who would politely eat her out, then engage in some romantic boy-girl copulation before drifting off to slumber? Or would he be the type to toy with her body all night, suck on her ass as much as her pussy and tits, and fuck her hard in all her holes and reward her with buckets of cum? Arr, must put thought out of mind, must remain professional. So it's the morning of the third day, and she's already back from a super early run. She lives in a colder climate, so it's a gift to travel to California, and she aims to reap all the benefits. Post-run and showered, her intention was to relax on her balcony for a bit before getting on her PC to do some work. And after slipping on some pretty undies and bra for the day, and making a coffee with a Swiss Nespresso machine, she reclines on the chaise in her plush robe and settles in to enjoy the early morning light. In the back of her mind, she knows she may end up wanking off before leaving her room this morning, but she's not feeling all that goal-oriented. And with her lounge chair half reclined, she sips on her coffee and finds herself turning her thoughts to her nerd muffin crush, Mark. His suite is quite nice, but she knows that as a senior partner, he has one of the most luxurious suites that has an outdoor tub and a jacuzzi. She begins to nurse a fantasy where somehow she's in the jacuzzi with him and they make out. Maybe it happens after the final dinner and they reveal to each other their mutual attraction. Or maybe not even that. Maybe she stops by his suite on the way back for some papers, and he just suddenly turns to her and starts to probe her mouth with his tongue. That's actually more her speed. Just the facts, ma'am. So say they were now swapping spit. She would comment, "Hey, I hear you have a jacuzzi on your terrace." To which he would reply, "Seems so, but I haven't used it." And then she would say, "Oh, we should check it out." And they would walk out onto the terrace, and he switches on the jacuzzi. All the while, they are feeling each other up and kissing wetly. There's an outdoor couch, and he draws her over and guides her onto her back. He reaches underneath her dress and strokes her thighs while exploring her mouth with his wet tongue. And his cock is already straining against his pants, and she still wonders if he's a nice nerd or a naughty nerd. In real life, imagine, she gets up from her balcony chaise and goes to the bedroom to play with herself. But in the early morning light, it's beautiful, so she grabs her toys and goes back out to the terrace, doffs her robe, and settles back onto the chaise. Again, she's in no rush, so going back to the scenario in her mind, she squeezes out some body cream and starts to work them into her feet and gradually up her body. She's pleased with herself that she got a fresh pedicure in the afternoon before, in a lighter shade than usual, as well as a fresh Brazilian wax, with just a little in the front. So after some old-fashioned making out, he gently draws her up and sits himself on the seat. He undoes the sash to her wrapped dress and shrugs the fabric off her shoulders. The garment falls to the ground, and she's standing there in her gossamer knickers, lacy bra, and high-heeled sandals. There is a light belly chain around her midriff, just below her waistline, the same chain he spied in a fleeting moment at the office some weeks ago. and he gently presses a kiss to her belly as he glides his warm hands up the back of her legs, slipping his hands under her soft knickers and resting his hands in the bottom halves of her ass cheeks. It's a warm evening, but her skin is lightly goose-flushed from excitement and anticipation. He meets her eyes for a moment, then draws her hips to his face and takes a deep inhale, his nose separated from her pussy by a wisp of fabric. He playfully nudges his face on her mound. She can feel herself freely creaming into her panty. And he asks, "Want to get clean before we get dirty?" She thinks to herself, "Oh, I think I know what type of nerd we're dealing with here." And they are now next to the hot tub, and Mark goes onto one knee and unclasps one of her sandals. He rests her foot on his thigh so that he can run his lips along her leg, stopping just before reaching her knickers. He then removes the sandal from the other foot and repeats the caresses. Her pussy is helplessly dripping sweet juice into her expensive knickers. She gets impatient and draws him up to standing. She pulls his shirt off him, then starts to unbutton his khakis and push them partly down. Her hand cradles his cock outside his boxer brief, and they kiss deeply. She lightly sucks on his tongue, and he lets out a soft moan. He reaches behind her to unclasp her bra and carefully sets it aside. He knows it's an expensive garment. In fact, one he might have gifted to one of his past loves. He leans down and teases her nipples with his lips and tongue and teeth. She laces her fingers in his hair and lets out a sigh. This night would be so good. So in real life at her balcony, she's been playing with her clit and pussy with one hand, while her other hand is behind her and plays with her ass with the help of the body cream. And they are still standing by the hot tub as he slips his thumbs into the sides of her panty and slowly draws them down. He hints a smile when he discovers her freshly waxed pussy. He flicks his tongue across her puffy lips just one time, divoting slightly to catch her clit. He can draw out this game a long time. In turn, she pulls his pants down all the way and she kicks him to the side. His veiny cock is fully erect with a bead of pre-cum oozing from the small slit. She was going to make him wait, but the wet gleam on his cock tip is irresistible and she needs a taste. She sinks to her knees and softly oh her lips over his cock head and slowly slips half his cock into her mouth, her tongue massaging the bottom ridge. She imagines making her mouth like a pussy with just some tension, but very soft and lots of saliva. He's slowly bucking in and out of her mouth, making love to her face like he's fucking a very wet pussy. They find a nice rhythm with him arching his hips into her face as she works to take as much of his length into her eager mouth as possible. But she doesn't want him to come just yet. So after a moment, she hesitantly slows her movement and gradually pulls her lips off his cock. She stands and they kiss again greedily and wetly. Her hand is still softly tugging his spit-covered cock. His hands are around her waist, low by her hips, with a part of the middle finger of one hand snuggling down towards her crack. He really wants to taste her pussy and her ass, but he will make her wait. They pull away and hand in hand step into the hot tub together. They continue kissing, his hands running all over her body, memorizing her features, the small perky breast, the soft toned belly, the slim hips. And likewise, her hand is gently rubbing his cock and balls in the jutting water. Then he pauses and nudges her up so that she's sitting on the edge of the jacuzzi, her feet supported by the seat below the waterline. He lifts up one leg and starts licking her toes and lightly sucking them, while one hand is working itself up her thigh. He repeats with the other leg, and this time a hand has arrived at her pussy, his thumbs slowly circling her clit. Her head is thrown back, nipples pointing up, hardened like pencil erasers from the cool night air and her arousal. He shifts himself to be more centered between her legs and maneuvers her stems above his shoulders. Slowly kissing up one inner thigh and then the other, he finally arrives at her soft cunt lips. He starts lapping her pussy and clit, making his tongue soft, wet, and wide to cover the most surface area possible. Every now and then he would alternate, lightly sucking on her clit or grazing his tongue down her perineum. She is lost in pleasure and holds his head between her legs for dear life. He eats her out this way for a good while before lifting his head and motioning for her to turn around. It's the moment she's been fantasizing about. Could it be her naughty nerd lawyer crush is going to rim her ass now? She could cry from joy. She turns around, kneels on the seat, and leans her elbows on the edge of the hot tub. Her ass is open to him, her body glistening from the water, her belly chain twinkling in the nights. In real life, on her lounge chair, she lubes up her anal dildo and starts introducing it into her asshole. With her other hand, she sets to work on her clit with her trusty vibrator. He is tall enough that he can kneel on the floor of the hot tub and have her ass right in front of his face. He aches to taste her asshole, but he starts by kissing her buttocks while massaging the bottom crease of her ass with his thumbs. He kisses the smooth glutes, the small of her back, the two dimples on her low back. He then moves more towards the center and rubs his damp nose along her crack, teasing her ass. Her body is tense with anticipation. And finally, using his thumbs, he gently pries open her bottom's flesh so that her pussy is exposed. He runs his tongue all around her outer lips, her inner lips, and clit. She sticks her ass out wantonly and is softly moaning. And after a little while, he began to trace small circles with his thumbs, meeting at her perineum. He then quickly slides his thumbs up to separate her ass cheeks and scrapes his tongue from her pussy, up her perineum, and along her crack in one movement. She lets out a low guttural sound, slumps forward, and drops her head onto her crossed forearms. Her ass is unapologetically his. He sets to munching on her ass in earnest. This is one of his most favorite things to do, eating out the ass of a beguiling woman. Women who love anal sex really love it, and Lizzie surely does. Her asshole is a pretty little star, eagerly welcoming his tongue. He is lapping all along her nether region, regularly stabbing her anus with his pointed sword of a tongue. He continues to penetrate her creamy pussy with two fingers. One of her hands is reaching down to strum her clit as the other pinches her nipples. He has many plans for tonight, but right now he wants to make her come from being rimmed. Bonus if she comes with his tongue in her ass, and he can feel it squeeze and convulse involuntarily around his tongue as she comes. Gradually, he centralizes his tonguing efforts to focus just on her asshole, the thin skin around it, and just inside her anal ring, that tantalizing lifesaver that repels yet draws in his tongue at the same time. And whether his tongue strays from her anus, he would be sure to have a thumb pressed, half inserted, and gently pumping. He doesn't want to anally penetrate her too vigorously yet. That's for later. Her one hand is working her clit hard, while the other hand, she reaches back to trace the rim of her rubbery anus and feel his tongue licking it. So hot watching her play with her own ass as he's eating it. He started to work her pussy faster with his fingers, all the while tongue-fucking her ass with his staff-like tongue. Her hand is a blur of movement and she is desperate to come. She is finally rhythmically bucking her hips and he knows she's close. Suddenly she gives out a muffled cry. They do have neighbors after all. And she comes hard, crashing her ass onto his face and tongue. And as she's coming, her anal ring quivers around his tongue, which is still fucking her asshole. You have not known a woman until you've experienced her tightest orifice pulsate around your tongue as she's orgasming, or her rectum convulsing around your cock. He continues to bathe her box with his slippery tongue as she moans her pleasure. So in real life, she's working the hefty dildo hard and fast in her ass. She's wishing something or someone could also fill up her pussy. She has a toy for that, but can't get up just now. She clicks the vibe on high and finally brings herself off to a tongue-curling climax. And after a few moments of catching her breath and enjoying the sensation of her ass squeezing the dildo like a fist, she reluctantly backs the dildo out of her ass with a slow swirling movement to prolong the pleasure. With the toys finally at rest, she smooths her hands over her cool skin, her fingers gooey with girl juice and body cream.